بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, 10 days have passed now. We are now in the second phase in the month of Ramadan. And soon we'll come to the back end of the month of Ramadan. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to maximize our time in this blessed month. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us barakah in our times so that we can use it for the pleasure of Allah, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight we're moving to the 13 juz of the Holy Quran. And the first portion of the 13 juz of the Holy Quran is actually the last portion of Surah Yusuf. And the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is rather lengthy. But just to mention something that I'd like to share with you is that when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam finally realized that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was alive, and he's now the minister in charge of distribution of the food, etc., they sought forgiveness from him. However, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did was he took out his shirt and he gave it to his brothers, and he told the brothers that take this shirt and give it to our father and tell him to wipe it over his face. Now Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the father of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and his brothers, had become blind because of the loss of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So when the brothers come to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and they narrate the entire incident that, you know, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is alive and this is what they had done, this is what wrong they had done, they asked Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua for them and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, so fa'astaghfiru lakum rabbi. So he said, soon I will make and I will seek forgiveness on your behalf. Now Ibn Abbas radiallahu an narrates and he says, someone asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, O Nabi of Allah, why didn't Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam make dua for his sons immediately? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the reason for this was, duas are accepted in the last portion of the night, which Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was well aware of. Hence, he wanted to use that opportune moment to make dua for his children. Now, this is the time, my respected elders and brothers, that we know as the time of tahajjud. Now, alhamdulillah, through the fadl, the karam, and the ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of us have this opportunity when we wake up for sari, we can perform our tahajjud salah. But what we do find is after the month of Ramadan, let's be honest, we become a bit lax in that, or in fact, we completely forget about it. So our scholars teach us that if a person is unable to get what we would call the bigger tahajjud, then he should try and practice on the smaller tahajjud. So which is the smaller tahajjud? The smaller tahajjud is that salah that is read after the sunnah of the farad of Isha salah. So you have your Isha salah, you have your two rakat sunnah salah. Then if a person performs two rakats nafil salah before the witr with the intention of tahajjud salah, he will now be getting his tahajjud salah, but this will be the smaller tahajjud salah. You don't have to term it as a smaller tahajjud salah. It's just a phrase given to it. But a person would get his tahajjud salah. And if a person can't do it that time, then after his witr salah, he can read two rakats sunnah and again another two rakats nafil salah. And in this way, yeah, he will get his tahajjud salah. So inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to keep on practicing upon it. And in that way there, inshallah, who knows, from the small tahajjud, Allah will bless us with the ability to read the bigger tahajjud for the rest of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us all. Inshallah, ameen. So, and then there's one dua that I want to share with you. And this is the last verse, verse 101, and the last verse of Surah Yusuf. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam raises his hand and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, oh my Rabb, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my protecting friend in this world and the next. Grant me death in the state of obedience as a Muslim and include me amongst your pious bondsmen. Now, my respected brothers, you know, the most fortunate thing to ever happen to any Muslim is that when he leaves this world, he leaves it in a state of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the kalima, inshallah, when we leave this world. So it's something very, very important. The month of Ramadan is there to constantly make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember this, always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on death on iman. There's a very beautiful dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us. Allahumma thabbitna alal iman wa amitna alal iman wahshunna yawm al qiyamati ma'al muttaqina ma'al iman. Allahumma habbib ilayna al iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al kufra wal fusuq wal isyan. And the translation is rather beautiful. Allahumma thabbitna alal iman. Allah, keep us firm on this iman. وَأَمِتْنَا عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. Let us leave this world with iman. وَحْشُنَّا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ مَعَ الْإِيمَانِ. And wake us up on the day of Qiyamah in the company of those who fear you, of the pious people in the state of iman. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان. Allah, make this iman beloved to us. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. And let it beautify our hearts. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانَ. And through virtue of this iman, let it become such that disobedience to you and sinning and the state of kufr becomes far away because of the beauty of iman. Let it become such that we detest these things. So this is something very nice to learn and for us to keep on making dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a life of iman, a death with iman inshallah. And on the day of Qiyamah, may Allah wake us up with those people who have true iman. And inshallah, ultimately, the most beautiful goal of them all, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus inshallah. Jazakallah.